Excuse me. I couldn't help noticing you're by yourself. Mind if I join you?
Please.
Normally one doesn't go about introducing oneself to complete strangers, but we lone travellers are a sort of fellowship, aren't we? George Abbott, Empire Chemicals.
My name is August Schmidt.
Not the August Schmidt. The rising young industrialist? A.B. Schmidt and Co., munitions, transport, artillery? One of the stars of the new German industry? I must say, I'm very pleased to meet you.
You embarrass me, sir. It is true, we do quite a bit of business in England.
Yes, wasn't it your firm that just shipped, I believe it was 40,000 rifles and 1 million cartridges into Ulster?
No, that was not us.
Oh well. I must be thinking of a different German firm. One of your competitors, perhaps. Whoever it is, they must be feeling rather disappointed. It doesn't look like we're in for a civil war after all. Not this week, anyway.
Oh, these troubles in Ireland. It is unfortunate.
Yes, yes, it's awful. But really, sir, I must congratulate you. The recent industrial growth in Germany. Most impressive.
Really?
Oh, yes. Our English businessmen could stand to learn a few things from entrepreneurs like yourself. All this political posturing aside, I really feel we're witnessing the birth of a new Europe, where business is the true international language. And the Orient Express, really quite remarkable if you stop to think about it. Here we are, we've just crossed from Germany into Austria, and not so much as a customs check to let you know we've crossed the border. Now that's the new Europe. Another year or two, and frontiers will be a mere formality, a relic of the past. We'll be able to travel from England to Germany as easily as going from one end of London to the other.
You would not believe sometimes the troubles I have to explain to my people. I need to keep up with what is happening abroad, to act quickly when the opportunity presents.
Oh, I assure you, half the time Home Office thinks I'm just travelling on a lark. Old-fashioned attitude, of course.
Yeah, still I do find myself sometimes quite tired in the evening. My father had a small factory. He never left his little town. He was perhaps not much of a businessman. But in the end of the day, he would sleep in his own bed, and he would be at peace. I sometimes wonder if we have really gained so much.
I couldn't help noticing you with Miss Wolfe at lunch. You made quite a striking pair. May I ask if you've known her long?
Long? Well, you know, I'm a great admirer of her music.
Aren't we all? But you seem to have a special connection with her. Am I wrong? Come on, you can speak freely. We're all gentlemen here.
In that case, I will admit that travelling has its compensations.
Oh. You could trust me, I won't breathe a word. Soul of discretion. By the way, what do you make of this Austro-Hungarian ultimatum? It looks like a rather nasty business.
The note is harsh, but I believe necessary. These Balkan regions have always needed a strong hand to bring stability.
Stability, yes, yes. That's just where we must stand together. Of course, we all have our little differences, but I can't help feeling that at some fundamental level the goals of England and Germany are not so very far apart.
I'm glad to hear you say it.
But do tell me, I'd be quite fascinated to know, how did you begin your career?
Well, it's really a very simple story.
Well, off I go. Are you getting off in Vienna?
This was my intention, but my plans have changed. I have decided to remain on the train until Budapest.
Ah, taking advantage of an unexpected business opportunity, are we? Act quickly and all that. Wouldn't be the violin business now, by any chance, would it?
This is something that I will discuss over dinner tonight. A special dinner with wine and champagne. It is possible that I will take some music lessons when I'm in Budapest.
Oh, perhaps I'll meet you on the return trip and you can tell me all about it.
Maybe by then I will be able to play for you.
Oh, I've most enjoyed our little chat. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.